Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust today, in 1400 FM 93.3, and now lighten up the Osage at 95.1. We're brought to you by Tallgrass Motors in Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Building Bridges of Oklahoma. Gina, Joe, welcome. How are we today?
Doing well.
Good morning.
Great. I'm going to start with Gina here. Can you tell us a little bit about Building Bridges of Oklahoma? What is it? What does it do?
Well, Building Bridges has been here for the past 11 years. We actually help move families up and out of generational poverty. So we just kind of work side by side with them and with all of our other nonprofits, and it's just a comprehensive design to try to eradicate poverty or at least alleviate it to some degree.
Now, Joe, this is a pretty ambitious goal, but it works, and it's been working for better than a decade now.
It has, and Building Bridges is truly impacted many families in our community and made an impact in our community as well.
Now, I understand you're moving around a little bit. You're moving. You got a lot of partners. I know that.
Yes.
A lot of folks helping out.
Yeah, it takes a pretty comprehensive plan to move families up and out of generational poverty to break that cycle. But one of those moves is we used to be underneath the umbrella of the Bartlesville Regional United Way.
Yes, uh-huh.
And in essence, they kind of helped bridge us. And so now we're a partnering agency. We're their 14th partnering agency. So we love partnering with them. They're a great organization that has helped so many of our other nonprofits that are essential to our design as well. But we have moved underneath the First Presbyterian Church, which has been at the table since day one with space, with volunteers, with additional support. So we would never have been able to make it to today without First Presbyterian Church. So it was a great fit.
Well, great. That is awesome. Now, if a family, how do you qualify to get help from Building Bridges of Oklahoma? I mean, people might hear about it and say, well, hey, that sounds great. Where do I go? What do I do?
Yeah. So they can actually call in or they can check us out online at buildingbridgesok.org, mm-hmm. and they can actually enroll there. We do an intake process, and then they enter in. If they make it through that intake process, then they actually start classes. And so we meet every Thursday evening. We have multiple sites, but our main hub is on Thursday evenings from 5:30 to 8 o'clock.
A lot of lessons learned on how to basically take care of oneself financially and otherwise. It kind of fixes some structural problems that can happen throughout the generations, doesn't it?
It is. And as families come in together with the children involved as well,
uh-huh.
it's helping really, really educate from the top down in a family, mm-hmm. educate them on just basic financial literacy, mm-hmm. planning for their futures. It's been an excellent program for full families, not just mm-hmm. individuals.
I know how it can be if you're a person who's working and you're constantly behind, and you don't know why, and sometimes you just kind of give up a little bit. And sometimes it starts out with, hey, I'm Friday night rich. And then where did it go? Where's the rent? Where's the bills? How am I paying for this? And you got to get centered, right?
Yeah, that's beautifully said. When you're the Maslow's hierarchy of need is a real thing. Uh-huh. And when you do not have basic food and you don't have enough money coming in and you have more going out, it's hard for you to develop plans and start thinking about education and other ways to get out and when you're just really on fire with it all. And so Bridges, what we do is we actually give the parents, while the children and youth are actually going through their own curriculum coursework, mm-hmm. we actually work with them. It gives them an opportunity to take a break and say, I'm not on fire tonight. And I have some healthy support systems. And now what tools can I put in my toolbox to help me get up and out of this situation? And when we started to design that, more than 49% went on to college, do post-secondary, some type of trade. We see an 83% increase in earned income. Just right out of the gate, within 6 months, we see a lot of things starting to rectify themselves.
When you take a look at your clients that are coming in, first of all, they have to be distraught.
Yeah.
And then to see that little bit of hope one step at a time, that's kind of like little victories, isn't it?
Yeah, and I tell you, it's really great now that we're 11 years in because we've bridged so many families that they get to meet families who can literally say, I've been in your shoes. I've been homeless. I've lived on the streets. I've lived in cars. I've gone from house to house. I know you can do this. And now I'm sitting here with a degree, with a career path, being able to be completely off a subsidy, provide my own health insurance, look at a retirement plan. It is amazing to see that kind of journey, and it takes a coordinated effort for that to happen in our community.
In 9 times out of 10, it's not that the person doesn't have the mental wherewithal to do it. They've just never been shown.
Yeah. Well, when you are raised in generational poverty, often what happens is you see addiction, you have food disparity issues, health disparity issues, all of these other things. And as a child, you don't know how to navigate that. So some basic skill sets, critical thinking, analytical skill sets, just weren't necessarily developed. But it doesn't mean it can't be with the right support.
And sometimes it really is a focus on resource. And when you think about Bartlesville, we really have a strong set of resources in Bartlesville, a significant group of people that like to come in and help. Mm-hmm. And now it's just a matter of organizing those resources, teaching our clients what are those resources and how to navigate them.
Wow. This is really incredible. You know, if not... You know, for one lucky break here or there, that could be any of us.
Absolutely. We all sometimes can live one paycheck away from devastation and be there, too.
Yeah. And there are some who are just riding the rail, just tippy-toeing, thinking, maybe you're the one that needs to have a call. And maybe you're the one that needs to see if you qualify for this program, too. Because, you know, I'd sure hate to see anybody fall.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in agreement with you.
Now, where did this idea come from?
You know, it started about 15 years ago. We worked with our legislators, myself included, and there was just a handful of us that really started to look at things. I was doing home visitation programs and overseeing some home visitation programs, and we weren't moving the needle. As much as we would love to, in certain aspects, child abuse prevention and key little defining areas, but an actual comprehensive design that looks at an entire community and try to get it whole again, we had to do something. So we meshed a couple of models together on the national level that have never been meshed before and started to figure it out.
Now, what is it in your heart that drives you to be with this?
You know, really, honestly, the families. Every day that you get in there, to move from a design where, from so many years of my life, it was devastation that would walk through those doors and you didn't have a solution. Well, now we actually do. So when they're walking in feeling hopeless, we know there's actually a plan out of that. And so while they're feeling distraught, I'm smiling because I know 1 year from now, this is not going to be your story.
Oh, wow.
That feels good. Feels really good.
Joe, what drew you to the project?
Well, whenever the families get through certain levels of support and they start to budget for themselves, we often find that there are some things that continue to keep them down and struggle. And one of those is payday loans. Payday loans are, for many of these families, very predatory. And, you know, I work at Truity, and I learned about a program that they were trying to start up at Building Bridges, and that was a microloan program to help families find new avenues to get out of that cycle of the payday loans.
You mean to keep them from paying 99% interest?
I wish it was just 99% interest.
And so I became more acquainted with the program at that point and just fell in love with what Gina and her team is doing to help families really move through some really tough times in their lives. It's been very rewarding to watch the success stories of these families.
Well, it has to be. It just has to be. Now that you're with the church, you got the nice space there and everything else like that, and you're partnering with the United Way, I imagine fundraising now comes into play more so now than ever before.
Oh, absolutely. If you haven't realized, it's getting tough out there. Our economy's getting tough right now. I think we're all feeling the inflation. You know, 10 years ago when they did the census, the average person with two children needed about $42,000 to $46,000 to be able to actually hit a livable wage.
Yeah.
Now it's $72,000. So that's just what's happened in the last 10 years. So if we're going to try to get our community to be healthy, we're going to have to strategize, which means we need everybody involved. Mm-hmm. We need all hands on deck, every agency, everyone from our economic development team, everything looking at how are we going to do that? How are we going to get ahead of this and how are we going to outthink it?
And if somebody's got, like, say, oh, I don't know, $10,000 in their pocket just itching to do good things with, can they just give you a call?
Absolutely, absolutely, which is wonderful. Yeah, we have endowments, trusts. We have families that pledge and support other families, which is wonderful. But, oh, absolutely, we can put it to good use.
Oh, goodness sakes. Now, when these families are taking the classes, the courses, and everything else like that, how are they living? I mean, that's another thing that I guess I didn't cover. I didn't ask. How are they getting by, you know, between the classes?
You know, it's tough. And without our resources like Mary Martha, Agape, Salvation Army, Concern, there's a lot of agencies out there that help along those ways. They're stopgaps for us. So they help offer some assistance along the way. We coordinate in using that, but we also start looking at a future horizon. So we start looking at education. We start looking at the health disparities. We start helping them learn how to do financial budgeting, and we start to stabilize out that environment.
So we work together with a lot of people to make the families whole and moving forward.
Yeah.
It's great.
So when a family bridges at building bridges, it's actually...
That's a real bridge.
To everybody, by the way. It takes a community effort to get there. Absolutely.
Well, this is really tremendous. What is your website again?
Buildingbridgesok.org.
Okay. You got to get the org in there, folks, because if you put the net or the com, you'll go someplace else.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. This is really great to kind of peel back and get a look-see at what your agency really does and how it really helps real people. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes we can tell stories, we can say, you know, nice things and nice words, but when we really see the folks get out there and succeed and then come back and help out others succeed, well, you know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Feels good.
Oh, it does. Joe, anything you'd like to add?
No, just... There are many ways to get involved. One of my favorite ways to get involved is on Thursday nights. We have the opportunity to serve a meal and sit and talk with these families. And that is probably my favorite way to be involved with the organization is get in, cook a meal, spend some time with the families, get to know the program a little bit more. That is another way that people can get involved.
And that happens at the Presbyterian Church?
Yes, it does.
Thursday
evenings.
Wow, great. I want to thank you both for being on board today and telling us all about it. Our community connection today with Building Bridges of Oklahoma with Gina Elias and also Joe Beffer. Now, Gina, you're telling me in the break we have something coming up in December.
Yes. December 12th, we are actually going to be hosting a poverty simulation along with Adams Boulevard Church of Christ. And it'll be December 12th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And this kind of gives the community an opportunity. If you didn't grow up in generational poverty, it's really hard to understand that. But once you walk in the shoes of someone, you really start to get and understand where people are coming from, what those obstacles are, and it gives you a better way in how you can make a difference, how you can actually help. But the biggest thing is for us to all have a greater understanding from one another.
Well, that's great, because poverty comes in all shapes and sizes. It ain't a cookie cutter.
No, it is not. What's unique about this poverty simulation is you're going to actually be walking the lives of families here in Bartlesville. And so you're going to actually experience what some of the families have gone through. And at the very end, we usually have a panel discussion, which you're going to hear from those families what life is like now and what happens when we have a comprehensive design and we all work together, that we actually can solve some things here in this community. So it's a little uniquely different.
How do we sign up for this?
You can get onto our website at buildingbridgesok.org, or you can call our number at 918-338-0800.
All righty. Thank you very much. I appreciate that addition there. And once again, that's the poverty workshop and poverty simulation workshop coming up on December 12th. Thank you.
Thank you.